It's a question we don't often ask because we're used to hearing the answers. Theologians for 2,000 years have been trying to answer this fundamental question of our faith. Why the cross? Well, of course, the first answer is because of our salvation. And that's true. It's important for us to remember that without Jesus Christ, we would have no hope whatsoever. And therefore, we need the cross. And yet, we are tempted to immediately reply, but God didn't have to use the cross. He could have done it in a less painful way. So why the cross? And the second answer, which is just as real and important for us to keep in mind, is it is because of love. It is because of love that God, eternally present, all-powerful, all-knowing, not needing anything, chose to empty himself and take on human flesh. Because he loves us. And that is true. And it is because he loves us that he does not want anything to separate us. God loves us so intimately that God took on flesh to understand and experience humanity in a way that is completely unique. The incarnation that we celebrate at Christmas took place because of the cross, so that Jesus could embrace us in the full reality of what it means to be human, out of love for us. Why the cross? The cross is just as real today in our lives as it was 2,000 years ago, and while Jesus does not hang on the cross today, it was a one-time event. Yet those salvific effects still are occurring in our lives. We still suffer. We still are in pain. We still question why there is hunger in the world, why there is death and starvation and killing and suffering and illness. But Jesus Christ in the cross, my dear friends, has embraced all of that, has taken upon himself all of that. He is as intimately united with us as is possible. And he remains united with us even now. For at the resurrection, he did not discard his humanity. He took his humanity up into the Godhead. And he awaits that day when the cross will have completely come to its full effects. When Good Friday will be a distant memory. When we will all, God willing, be gathered into that communion of life and love and eternal joy. This is the culmination of our faith. This week is what makes us who we are. I encourage you in whatever way you can to participate in the events of Holy Week. If your schedule allows, if you're able to make the sacrifice to join us on Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, that three-day event we call the Triduum is the most amazing, beautiful liturgy of the entire liturgical year. If you are able to celebrate the Stations of the Cross by praying them either here or on your own, if you're able to reflect on the last words of Jesus, if you're able to reread the Passion that we have just together proclaimed, in whatever way possible, celebrate prayerfully Holy Week. It is the most important week of the year for us as disciples of Jesus Christ. It is the reason we can all gather confidently and say, while we know the cross is still a reality in our lives, it does not have the final word. Because Jesus is with us in the most intimate way possible. He has not abandoned us, and He will lead us through the mystery of the cross to the glory of His resurrection.